What is up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Burry, the founder of the 5-Day Podcast Launch Mini Course and social media marketing. It's a hot topic. It's been a hot topic for more than a decade at this point. But a lot of the talk around social media is, how do I get more followers? How do I get more likes, shares, comments? And these things are good because you have an engaged community. They help you with the algorithm. But how do we get more than those things? How do we actually get clients, customers, book sales from our social media marketing? That is what we are going to talk about in this episode. We are joined by a guest who is a passionate entrepreneur who's committed to creating remarkable experiences and building a team at Ugly Mug Marketing that produces extraordinary results for their clients. He has been called the guru's guru, and he is regularly called upon for advice from Inc. 500 CEOs, New York Times best-selling authors, and Silicon Valley startups. We now call upon him today to join us on the latest episode of Breakthrough Success. He is none other than Wayne Mullins. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Mark. I appreciate the opportunity and look forward to this conversation.
Wayne, I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success and social media marketing. I've already hit on those key points already, but I feel like a lot of people, they focus on like those metrics are good for growing on social media, but we need to focus on the main metric for growing our businesses, which is getting money and customers. So how can we really change the way we are approaching our social media marketing so we are getting customers from our social media efforts?
Yeah, absolutely. And so what we tend to find as entrepreneurs is we love what we would call magic bullets, the next shiny thing. So the next social media platform that comes along, we're all gung-ho. We're going to jump on that bandwagon. We want to be the leaders. We want to be there first. And so we jump in under these kind of false pretenses that once we master this thing, our business is going to grow. And all too often, what we end up with is just what you said. We end up with some likes, some shares, and some comments. And then we end up with a lot of frustration because our bottom line, you know, our revenue, our profits haven't changed. They haven't moved at all. And so one of the very first things that we like to talk with about people about when they come to us for social media is this: most people have a misconception about social media. What most entrepreneurs are doing is not true social media. What they are doing is digital media. So the difference is this: social media means it's a two-way communication. It's like picking up a telephone and having a conversation with somebody. Most entrepreneurs, most small businesses approach social media, quote unquote social media, as a megaphone. They get up there, they broadcast their message out, and then in the event someone does like, someone does share, someone does comment, they do nothing. There's no engagement back. So challenge number one for us, myself included, and entrepreneurs listening is that we need to shift our mentality that it's not just another platform for us to get up and broadcast our message to the world. Yes, we can do that on there. But if we are to stand out, and if we do want to create those engaged audiences like you're talking about, we have to treat it as a social platform, right? We have to have the dialogue back and forth.
And I love that approach because I do see it. A lot of people, they just have the megaphone approach where it's more about, let me get my message out. And then, you know, if you listen to my message, great. And just listen to my next one. And you don't want to have that megaphone type of setup. Now, I do love the interacting with people. That's why I do all these podcasts, because, I mean, this kind of interaction is incredible that you get with one of these. But with the social media, I feel like some people can think like, oh, like they're interacting with like everyone who comments or everyone who likes and stuff like that. How do you then turn people like that into customers? Because you could also fall into a loop where you're talking to so many people that you're not able to build your products, expand your services, and other things for your business.
Yeah, absolutely. So to answer that question, I'm kind of going to go back a little bit, and that is with this, that when we engage with an audience today on social media, we as entrepreneurs, as business owners, are in the minority. So by differentiating ourselves, in other words, by having those interactions, we're doing something very powerful, and that's building a community. And that's exactly what you were just talking about. And why you're so successful at what you do, it's because you build communities around shared passions, around shared interest. And by doing that, you stand out from the competition. You elevate yourself from everyone else. So step one is when we embrace that mentality that we are going to build a community around shared passions, around shared topics, or around the benefits that our product or service is going to bring into the lives of the people that we serve, that is where our mentality shifts. Now, the next part is how do we take these things on social media and how do we actually parlay that, like you were asking, into dollars and cents? And what I would say is this, it's not a one step, one magic wand thing, right? Just like with anything, it takes work, it takes effort, and it takes time. It takes patience. And for entrepreneurs, patience is usually not a virtue that we have very high. But what I would say is this, we embrace this formula or this process called the natural progression. And it's simply this, that if you think of like an old analog clock, so on the top of the clock, you have the 12 o'clock. Over on the side, you've got 3 o'clock, then you have 6 o'clock, and then you have 9 o'clock, right? And so that's the clock. At the 12 o'clock spot, we have out there what we would call strangers. So those are everybody out in the world, everybody out there in social media land that we believe may be a good fit for our product or service. Now at 3 o'clock, we have what we would call friends. So those are people who know about us and they like us, whether that's figuratively or just kind of metaphorically like us. They like us. And then the next step is at 6 o'clock, we have customers, right? So that's when they pull out their wallet and give us money. And the key component to move somebody from a friend to a customer is trust. And so when we embrace kind of that methodology or that natural process that automatically happens, anytime someone makes a buying decision, that's the process that they go through. Sometimes it's very quick. So if it's a commodity type product or service, that process happens very quickly. The more expensive the product, sometimes the more slowly that happens. And so what I would say is most people approach social media with the mentality that I'm going to put up one ad, one campaign, and it's going to solve all of these problems, right? And instead, where we challenge people is we challenge people to think, okay, what's the one thing that I can post that's going to get people to know about me and then get them to like me, right? So we're moving incrementally. Then the next question is, what are some posts that I can make? What are some campaigns that I can run to build that trust? And here's the interesting thing in today's society, today's culture, is that people would rather trust a stranger that they've never met than to trust you as the business owner, as the business broadcasting that message, right? They're skeptical of us because obviously we're biased. We believe in our product. We believe in our service. So we're biased in that way. And so when we use social proof, when we use testimonials, when we use references, when we highlight and showcase other people's stories, it goes much further in terms of building trust in us and our product and service than for us to stand up all day long and tout, you know, we've been in business for 30 years, we have 100 years combined experience, whatever those things may be. So those are kind of the foundation pieces of how do you actually go from just getting likes, shares, and comments to getting the cash register to ring, right?
And I mean, Wayne does bring up patience. I know that's the word that you don't want to hear, but it's certainly part of it. Now, one thing I do want, I want to talk about two things. First, we'll start with the patience, and the patience being, what advice would you have for someone who's been really grinding at this for 2 years? Because I get the patience factor, but sometimes you're just following the wrong model. And like to not see any results in 2 years or whatever it may be. So I'm wondering, what's that thin line between like being patient, trusting the process, and, oh, I'm just not following the right process here. That's why I haven't seen results so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I wish I had like this simple, succinct answer for you because I understand that frustration, right? I completely get it. I'm an entrepreneur at heart and I understand what it's like to grind every single day thinking, okay, I'm going to be consistent with my posting, or I'm going to be consistent with my production, you know, getting content out there to the world, or I'm going to be consistent with engaging with people. And what I would tell you is this, that the true metric is what you initially said, Mark, and that is money in the bank account. If your efforts aren't beginning to show fruit at some point in the future, now I can't tell you because every business, every industry is different. But if you're not starting to see the fruits of those labors, then there's a very good chance you're following the wrong model. And what I would tell you is this, that activity is often confused with accomplishment. Activity is often confused with accomplishment. And what that means is we tend to lull ourselves into this mentality that if I just keep pushing hard enough, if I just keep hustling, that eventually something's going to happen and it's going to break through. And the problem is we're confusing lots of activity with actually accomplishing things, right? So that's another mental shift that we have to embrace as entrepreneurs is, where is this leading? In other words, it's great to engage all day long on Facebook or on social media, but where is this actually leading? Is it part of a cohesive, well thought out strategy?
Yeah, I love that. I mean, where is this leading is a really great question that really puts all of our work into perspective. And, you know, what are the different goals that we have? And if you want to talk about money in the bank, then you do have to be thinking book sales, clients, getting people on your email list. That's why I've mentioned my 5-day podcast launch mini course at the beginning of my episodes now, because that's something that gets more attention and it's an easier commitment to get someone on the email list. So you do have to be thinking, like, where are we going with this? Now, another thing I do want to ask is that with social media, especially if you're actually using it as social media, not as a big megaphone, you do interact with more people. And this is great because you build relationships, very valuable, things like that. But how do you keep up with all these relationships? So me, for instance, I've done close to 1,000 interviews. That doesn't include all the people who I've come across in my life. And, you know, it's not to say like I have to keep up with every single one of those people, because that would take all day. But how do we get better at keeping up with more people within our community?
Yeah. And I wish I had a good answer for you. The reality is there's more and more platforms available. What's happening is we're fragmenting these audiences, right? So originally back in the day, it was MySpace. Everyone was on MySpace because there was nothing else really. And then, you know, Facebook comes along, everybody's on Facebook, and now we're fragmented. We've got Instagram, we've got LinkedIn, we've got all these different platforms that are out there where the audiences are getting more and more fragmented. But here's how I would answer that is that we should learn as entrepreneurs to treat people differently. And what I mean by that is simply this, that in any business, in any industry, you are going to run across people who are, you know, kind of the old adage or old kind of term used is tire kickers, right? They're people. They may be very nice people. They may be well-intentioned people, but they have no intention of ever purchasing the product. They're merely shopping for shopping's sake. And so one of the things that I would say is, like you mentioned, when you have a clearly defined strategy, right? And when you know where the pieces and components lead, you're then able to make better decisions about where should you be investing in those relationships, right? And so that is, again, it goes all the way back to what you said, the strategy, the flow. What is your marketing funnel? And where are those relationships along the way in that funnel? Those are the ones to nurture. Those are the ones to devote the most time and attention to. Because again, we all only have 24 hours in a day. There's only so much we can do.
Yeah, I love that answer. Like, I'm never going to be able to keep up with every single person I interview. I just know that. It's just one of those things that I know. But there are people who it makes more sense to keep up with them based on if you see a collaboration potential, if you see a friendship budding, if you see a potential client. Like, there are more reasons to keep up with certain people than others, and you do have to prioritize your I mean, it's just like life. Like, we have like a best friend who we are texting constantly or like more often. We have people who are, you know, their friends. We come across each other, we say hi, but we don't really talk with each other as much unless we see each other. It's like one of those like spur of the moment. So, I mean, Wayne really does a great job at breaking that down for us, where it's more of let's prioritize and figure out like who does it make the most sense to go deeper in a relationship with, like who is invested in us and our content and learning from us.
Absolutely. And just to kind of add on to that, and this will be controversial, I'll admit it.
Go for it.
But we at our company, so we have a lot of clients, and we actually internally, we rank our clients as an A client, a B client, or a C client. So an A client is a client who has the potential to spend the most money with us over their lifetime. A B client would fall under that. In other words, they're not, just based on the size of their business, they're never going to be able to spend as much as the A client would spend on our products and services. And then a C client, again, is at the bottom tier. And so, again, that's an internal thing that we use, but it becomes a very important thing for us because, one, it tells us where to invest in the relationships, right? It also helps us prioritize. So if we have an A client and a C client who both want to meet tomorrow at 1 o'clock, which is going to get precedent, which is going to get priority? Now, again, I realize that can seem somewhat controversial, like, you know, you shouldn't treat people that way. It's not all about money. But at the end of the day, a business's job is to generate profit for the company. That is the sole function of a for-profit business, is to make a profit. And so when you step back and you approach it from that mentality, you have to, as your business grows, you're going to have to prioritize even the clients who hand you money. You know, you're going to have to make decisions over who gets time, who gets attention, and where that time and attention goes.
I mean, I can understand why that sounds controversial because, again, Wayne really hits on a point where you have to learn, like, as an entrepreneur, as a business, you have to treat people differently based on how much they're willing to invest in you. But I know for me personally, for a coaching client, if they email me, I'm responding within like an hour. But there are some other emails that just because of the size of my inbox, it takes me 2 weeks to get back to. But regardless of what it looks like, I will make it a point to get back to coaching clients. And that's pretty much what Wayne is saying. Like, you really want to, and when you have that many clients, then you got to figure out who's your A client, who's your B client, who's your C client, because it really dictates like which relationships you build up the most. And that has a big impact on your business's revenue.
Right. Yeah. No, absolutely. And I want to jump all the way back to your original question about more than likes, shares, and comments, if you don't mind, for just a second.
Definitely.
One of the things that we often say is likes, shares, and comments don't put money in your bank account, right? And so when we approach specifically, I'm going to pick on Facebook here for a second. Facebook is brilliant, 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 brilliant at one thing. And that one thing is making you as an advertiser on Facebook feel like you're getting results. So when you go to click that boost post button that appears under your post, Facebook is extremely smart at making you feel like you're getting results. And the way they do that is they show you all these, what we would call vanity metrics, right? So they're going to give you a bunch of likes. They're going to give you a bunch of clicks on the post, or they're going to give you a bunch of video views, which are typically 3-second views is how they track that. And it's our job, not Facebook's job. It's our job as marketers to ensure that we're not being lured into these vanity metrics, and that we are actually tracking and we're not being lazy with our ad dollars. You know, it's the mentality that so many entrepreneurs embrace, which is the set it and forget it. In other words, I'm going to go set up an ad and then Facebook's going to do their thing because that's what they do. And then they're going to show me all these metrics that make me feel good. But then when I look at my bank account at the end of the month, there's nothing there, right? It did nothing. It cost me money. And so again, we have to, it is our responsibility as the entrepreneur, as the business owner, as the marketer, to not be lured into these vanity metrics and to hold every single ad dollar accountable, right?
Yeah, I love that. I mean, money's the key metric. You put X dollars in, you get Y dollars out. That's like the key metric that matters. And I mean, they are going to pull up some metrics that, you know, they make you feel good and stuff. But remember, they're coming up with the metrics. They want the metrics to look good, because not just like Facebook ads work if you do it right. This isn't what we're saying, but be careful of what kind of metrics they give you. I mean, I'll just throw an example. I know Netflix recently, not a social network, but still Netflix, they recently said they're going to change their definition of a view. And by changing that definition of a view, their view numbers would go up by 35% just because they're changing the definition of what a view is. So you've got social networks that want you, like, especially if you're spending ad dollars with them, like, they want you to see that you are getting, like, hundreds of views. And Wayne mentions there are people who, you know, it's just 3 seconds they spend looking at your video. If Facebook said the person has to be on the video for at least 15 seconds for that to be considered a view, all those numbers would plummet. That's not what a social network like Facebook wants. So you do have to think that way. And really, at the end of the day, just look at dollars spent and dollars received.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what I think, and it goes back to what you originally said, when you approach marketing on any of the social media channels or networks, you have to make sure that every single piece and component that you're doing is leading people to the buying decision, right? And so, again, when you take, you kind of step back and take the approach of, I'm no longer just going to throw up one ad and hope this one ad or this one post takes people all the way from being a stranger who just now hears about me to pulling out their wallet and buying my stuff. When instead you shift that mentality and you begin thinking through, okay, what can I tell people, show people that get them just to know about me and to like me? And then you build on that with your next ad. Again, you're being strategic and you're driving people into the buying decision, right? And that is the key. That is the key, getting them to the buying decision. And then the next part of that, and this is, again, where most entrepreneurs fall off. We get lazy. I'm guilty of it. So I'm not standing up here like I've arrived and I've got this figured out. But what happens is when we think of marketing, we confuse marketing and advertising. So advertising is actually just a piece or a component of marketing. And so the way that we would define marketing is simply this: marketing is your ability to attract and to keep a customer. So it's your ability to attract and to keep a customer. So the attraction part is often about advertising, right? And that is where we bring people through that natural progression from a stranger to a friend to a customer. The keeping part is so critical, and it's such a simple way for entrepreneurs and businesses today to stand out, because what we're able to do is we're able to take people from actually just a customer, a transaction, and we're able to turn them into what we would call, if you think back to that clock, this would be at the 9 o'clock spot, this would be an evangelist. Someone who loves our product, our service, the benefits they've received as a result of it, that, you know what? They're willing to go out and share with their friends. And when you do that, you bypass. So they go straight from the 9 o'clock over to the 3 o'clock spot because they're telling their friends. So we're no longer having to spend money trying to convince strangers to like us and to know about us, right? Because our evangelists are out there doing that work for us.
Wayne, I absolutely love that description. I mean, marketing, I've never heard a definition as good as that. I'm sure I'll hear other good definitions in my lifetime. But I mean, just again, we are always theming this around the customer. Wayne didn't say, like, here are 5 ways to get more likes for your Facebook post. Wayne's been saying, focus on the relationship, turn person to a customer, and that's how you make money on social media, because there's more to it than likes, comments, shares, and all these pretty metrics. So Wayne, I do appreciate you for joining us on Breakthrough Success. This has been such an awesome episode. For people who want to keep following your work, where do we go to find you?
Sure. They can find us just on the web at uglymugmarketing.com, and all our info is there.
All right. Ugly Mug Marketing. We will throw that in the show notes along with a 5-day podcast launch mini course for anyone who's interested. But Wayne, thank you so much for joining us on Breakthrough Success. It was a pleasure to have you here today.
Thanks so much, Mark. I greatly enjoyed our time together.